Hello, and welcome back to the Thank the Venetians podcast. I'm here with my brother Hiram. He's going to help me as a co-host today, so it should be fun. This is our second to last full episode for the first season. So we've got one more episode after this. We'll be released in December, so it's going to be a Christmas special, basically, and so, yeah, sorry, I just had to grab a drink. That will be fun. So, today for our questions, we only had a few questions. Well, I should say, we had tons of questions from only three people, so will be fun. Hopefully, we're gonna only do a few of them. Hopefully we'll cover a lot of what you wanted to hear from us. We wish we had more questions, but that's okay. So for our first one from Ike is cool. What is it like to have a podcast? So Hiram here,
yes,
can't really speak because he doesn't have a podcast, but
well, I kind of do. If you check out Breaking the Code, I am in it. I'm the co-host, and we haven't been putting anything on it, because we don't know, because Sam's retiring from the job, if you don't know who Joey is, he is from we talk about him in our first episode. And he or me might actually take over the podcast. Don't know. But we haven't even done anything to it right now. So
I'm just going to call you Ike. Ike, it's fun to have a podcast. A podcast is full of fun. It's entertaining. I love listening to podcasts myself, and I love to produce them. It's something, I can just take away all the stress. It's fun. It's not boring. Like, I haven't gotten tired of it. Hopefully, I will never get tired of doing it. But anyways, so there's that one. So from Clearly Magic, we have three questions. Hiram, why don't you start us off with the first one?
Okay, what is something you would not tell
any, no, that you wait, would
that you would tell any Disney park first timer?
I personally would tell them to just have fun, do what's best for them. You don't want Disney parks to be stressful. Our family is up and at it. We always want to do it and stuff, so we always want to go out and do everything that we can. But if you're a first timer, I would say do what's best for you. If you like to run, and then, basically just collapse in your bed at a hotel or something, then I would do that. But if you want to just take it easy, just enjoy it, get up whenever you want, go to the parks whenever you want, go home whenever you want, then I would say that too. What about you, Hiram? What do you think?
Well, I'd probably say enjoy the rides. Their rides are so cool. There's tons of different rides. I think they're coming. Did they come out with the Ratatouille ride yet?
Yep, in Disney World, they have a Ratatouille ride.
And I don't know if they're still building it, but they're building Tron, I think what it's called, in Disney World. And You like need to check them out. Cool. Well, I've never been on Tron, but I can tell people are excited about it.
Okay. Another one from Clearly Magic is, what is one thing you can't do a Disney trip without? I'd say go on Splash Mountain for me. As you can tell, if you've listened to all our episodes, I love Splash Mountain. That's my favorite. Unfortunately, I won't be able to fulfill this thing, but I will be able to go on Princess and the Frog. So, I mean, it's fine. It's not like, oh, I'm so excited for Princess and the Frog, but I'm tired. I mean, not tired. I'm sad. Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I am a little bit tired, but I am sad. So, anyways, what about you, Rum? What can you not do a Disney trip without?
Well, I'd probably say a break day from Disney. Like, go to the beach or something like that.
Yeah.
That always having a chill day and not going to the Disney park always makes it better. And one thing that I can't go to on a Disney trip without is going on the rides.
Yeah.
And especially, what's it called again?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain. I love that ride. That's my favorite ride. I've loved it my whole life. So, yeah.
Hey, from Clearly Magic, why don't you read this one off for us?
Okay. Who would you rather stay
in? No, it's Wood.
Would you rather stay in the Dream Suite or have free meals in the Blue Bayou?
So, the Dream Suite, Clearly Magic, are you talking more about Dream Suite, like, you stay there every single time you go to the Disney parks, or is it, like, only one time? Because with the free meals, I would probably say the free meals if it's only one time in the Dream Suite, because then you can eat there every single time you go. If you stay in the Dream Suite multiple times, then I'd probably say the Dream Suite. What about you, Rum?
Well, I don't know because I've never been to the Dream Suite or the Blue Bayou. I don't know what they have at the Blue Bayou and the Dream Suite. I'm kind of going with Isaac. If the Dream Suite, if it was only once, then I'd probably do the Blue Bayou because if you get free meals, you get it every single day. Do they have, Dole Whips at the Blue Bayou?
I do not know. I've never been. Yeah, the it's blue, pretty lame, but I haven't.
The Blue Bayou, isn't it in, what's it called? Just lost my train of thought.
It's in, oh my gosh, I don't think, it's in
New Orleans Square.
New Orleans Square, yeah. So, anyways, from one of my friends, Mikkel, she asks, what is the ride you will wait in the longest line ever for?
That's a hard one. Probably the new rides for me. Like,
I'm going to go with Avatar Flight of Passage.
Oh, yes. That's a good ride.
It's definitely worth the lines.
It is. It is.
Not the other Pandora one. That's not worth the lines, but
I guess it's just like a calm ride. Have you, it's called, what's it called again?
Navi River Journey. Yeah.
It's kind of like a calm ride when you're like settling down. Like, you can go on it before you go to bed. Just to calm yourself down from all the chaos.
That's true. There was
chaos.
Alright, yeah, so I do Flight of Passage, probably. Splash Mountain, probably. Really tons of Disney rides I will. I guess I wouldn't say, like, probably not Navi River Journey, Dinosaurs, not really worth
the teacups?
Yeah, no teacups. Alice in Wonderland, not Disneyland. Small World, I'd wait in. It goes by pretty fast, so it usually does not have a long line, but yeah. Anyways, okay, Hiram.
Okay, what ride do you like going on at night? I kind of already answered this. It'd probably be Navi River Journey, because it's just calming you down. But also, one thing that you could have done. One thing you'd like to visit at night, and that's definitely Pandora. At night, there's stuff glowing everywhere.
Yes. It's so cool. If it was land, I'd say Pandora. Matterhorn, I've heard, is really cool at night, especially during the fireworks, as you push by in the caverns, because you can see out of it, the mountain sometimes. So that's at Disneyland. I can't even remember if I've done it. I'm pretty sure I have. I love doing anything at night. Splash Mountain's fun at night, because first of all, it's not a long line. And like, there's been times when we're able to get on, we just are able to get on again and again and again and again, time after time after time. I just have some of the best memories of hanging out with my older brother in Disney World at night. So those are always fun.
And also at night, Splash Mountain is also less wet, so you don't get wet, and that could probably be cold for you.
Okay. Which park is your favorite and why?
Which park? I can't say any of the water parks because I've never been there. For me, it's either like Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, first of all, has all these good rides. Like, it has Tomorrowland, which has like the Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. And it has like all the rides that you would like.
I'd say Animal Kingdom is my main one. Animal Kingdom, I love it now. I used to not actually like it that much, but I love it even more and more. So as I go. So that's like the only questions we've put on to that we have. We've got a few more from Clearly Magic, so we'll just read off some of those. Okay, let's see. Okay, from Clearly Magic, again, she said, what is your favorite park in Disney World and why? We kind of already answered that with Mikkel's question. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how do you save money on a Disney trip? So, we never go to really sit-down restaurants. We usually do, like, waiting in, like, it's called counter service. So you kind of go up there, order your food, take it to a table and stuff. It's not like waiters bring stuff to you. And
I remember one time when we were in Animal Kingdom near Everest and we got like Japanese food? Yeah. I got teriyaki chicken.
So that was one time. We've done stuff that's not sit-down restaurants before. I mean, that's not counter service restaurants. Like, we have the dining plan.
Oh, yeah, and definitely be our guest restaurant.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. Like, you can sit by the Rose, and doesn't the Rose have petals falling?
I'm pretty sure it does.
And also, let me see. Oh, yeah, and Be Our Guest restaurant, it's very expensive, but they have the gray stuff, which, spoiler alert, it's brownies with gray frosting.
It's not brownies. Wait. It's like a cookie.
Oh, a cookie with gray frosting? Maybe? I thought it was brownies with gray frosting.
But it's, like, really good.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question from Clearly Magic is, let me just pull it up, sorry. Okay, what is something you would wish still existed in a Disney park? Splash Mountain. I wish it was not going to change. And no, it's not, like, gone yet, but, like, I definitely do not want it to go. I'm wanting it to stay there. It's so fun and it's awesome. What about you,
Rob? I know about this ride. It's the Flying Saucers. If they made it actually fixed, then I'm sure kids would love it. But probably my favorite one that I wish could come back. There's not really ones that I know that are gone and can't come back.
I do have some things that I still wish existed, like Tower of Terror in Disneyland.
Yes.
Pixar, all Pixar Pier in Disneyland. Not Pixar Pier, all of Paradise Pier in Disneyland. I loved Paradise Pier more than Pixar Pier. I feel like it's just, Pixar Pier was more classic. It never got old, whereas in Pixar, it's going to always change and stuff. And Paradise Pier would never change. It would never need changing and stuff.
I know exactly now. I probably say, what's it? California Screamin'. I wanted to go on that ride so bad.
I mean, it's the same exact track and ride, but I loved it as kind of like a boardwalk roller coaster, because that's what you find in California a lot of the time. And then another thing I wish still existed in Disneyland Park was Carousel of Progress.
Oh, yeah. Didn't know that they
used to have it there.
What? That's like the
classic. They only have it in Disney World. And then I still wish that People Mover in Disneyland. I mean, yeah, Disneyland was still there. I think that'd be so cool.
What? I never knew this.
You never knew that there was no People Mover in Disneyland?
I thought it still existed in there. And I'm like, my mind's blown when there's no People Mover. I mean, that's like, that's really cool where you can see all those attractions.
Yeah, I definitely could not go with, I definitely wish it was still there. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see what questions we already asked, because just looking at the questions he sent, okay, what is something you can't wait to exist in a Disney park? I am very excited for the Tron coaster. I think that will be cool. Also, the changes that they're making kind of to Epcot, like the different, parts. There's like the four parts. There's like World Showcase, World Earth or something, and stuff like that.
Wasn't it like something
World Discovery and stuff like that. I'm excited for all those lands basically to just become a big park, because I feel like that's kind of what Walt wanted for Epcot, for the original design of Epcot, was a way to see things in the future, how things will change and impact the earth and stuff like that. And I love World Showcase. It's so cool. I enjoy it more and more as I get older. Like, if I had to only go to that part, I would take it in a heartbeat, because I love it. It's cool. It's getting cooler and cooler as I've gotten older. I'm sure that will be the same for you, Hiram. What about you, Hiram? What can you can't wait to exist in a Disney park?
Well, I have no idea. Can I just lay like an idea that I want that will come true?
That won't come true, probably.
That won't come true. Well, I wanted to be a Disney Imagineer, and I wanted this one roller coaster called Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. It's based off of Lilo and Stitch. And I was thinking the car thingy will be like a spaceship or a surfboard.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, like, yeah.
That's what I thought.
For the next question, what is a ride that everyone in your family loves? So, I can't really speak for everyone. Clearly, I'll just call you Clearly, sorry. I can't really speak for everyone because I don't know, but I know that we were all heartbroken when Splash Mountain was going to change. Of course, all the classic things like Jungle Cruise and Indiana Jones, I'm sure everyone loves. I know I enjoy them. Pirates of the Caribbean, I love Pirates of the Caribbean. That's probably like that or Jungle Cruise are my second favorite rides. They'll probably become my first now that Splash Mountain's going and gone. But I love those rides.
What I'm thinking for a family is basically Jungle Cruise or Pirates of the Caribbean or like Splash Mountain.
Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain.
Space Mountain. Especially they love it at Disneyland.
And Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain.
Those will all be ones that I think our whole family enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the last question of the day, should you splurge on the food in the Disney parks? Which foods are worth it and which aren't?
Okay, this is a hard question.
So I haven't tried all the foods.
Neither of me.
I definitely say never go and get a chocolate covered frozen banana. Those are gross.
No.
They're so gross.
But here's one thing that are worth it. Dole Whips.
Dole Whips, churros, popcorn.
Yes.
Cotton candy's okay. It's good.
They're turkey?
They're turkey legs. Those are okay. They're not like, so for sure, Dole Whips, churros, popcorn, and
they're cotton candy.
And they're pretzels. Okay. I also love the Mickey ice cream bars and stuff like that. But which are, like I said, chocolate covered bananas that are frozen. Gross.
Sorry, Disney. Sorry.
Phoebe, Hiram, you like those. You've never even tried them, bro.
Chocolate covered bananas? I've tried them at the frozen. At Hawaii, the PCC.
They're chocolate covered frozen bananas. They're frozen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then no. Sorry.
It's nothing wrong. It was just my stomach was not agreeing with me that day that I had it, so I didn't like it. And then, let's see, what other ones? I wouldn't say cotton candy is like a must do.
I remember the first time when I, Rock and Roll Coaster. My mom said, if you go on this ride, then I'll give you some cotton candy.
Did you get cotton candy?
Yes, but I didn't really like. Well, Disney cotton candy is better than the stores because the stores is all mushed up. But Disney's cotton candy is actually fresh. Like, it's actually shaped good. It's not all mushed up in one box.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun. So that's probably those are all the questions we have. Hopefully we got around to what everyone was hoping to hear. We wish there were some more. Don't feel guilty though, you guys. It's fine. I sent out a reminder yesterday, the time of my recording yesterday, to do it, and if you don't, that's okay. Or you probably already listened to it and you're probably one of the ones that already sent something. So there's that. So thanks again. Go over to Apple Podcasts. Give us a review. We love reviews. Hopefully you guys have a good Thanksgiving break and Thanksgiving. And always remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Bye.
Bye.